Caution, Zach, I leave woods.
What's the kashem? It's not the same bracha. This is a toiva amitiv. This is daina emes. What's the kashem? Zok to gemara lekibulinu b'simcha. And says Rashi to mevorich b'leiv of shalim. So we mevart al adas to the hilgim sef the bracha of Rav Kalman. And we mekabel it b'simcha. We mevorich b'leiv of shalim. We mevorich daina emes. And we'll start off moving towards the beginning of the mesechta. Davo agro de spirito de luyi. If a drocha how to emasculate from the Sefer's prophets. Agra, the spirit of the Luya. Rashi says we're supposed to raise our voice and to be boiche, to be mo'ir agmas nefesh, and agmas nefesh it is. My father one time told me a pshat in this Gemara, different than Rashi. Agra, the spirit of the Luya. The point of a hesped is diluye, from Lashon of Tili, a bucket. As a bucket draws water from a well and picks it up, the point of a hesped is diluye, to pick us up. It's urus, to pick us up. So let's take a few moments to ponder and to be uplifted, to think about what Rav Kalman was, where he is, and who and where we are now. It would best serve us to look at the Gemara Bava Basra, the Ayin Heh with Aleph, that puts it in capsule form. As Moshe Rabbeinu was nearing the end, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu he has to choose a new leader, Yeshua ben Nun. And Hashem tells Moshe ben Asatav Mei Hoyitcha Olov, transfer some of your glory unto him. Says the Gemara, Mei Hoyitcha V'loy Kol Hoyitcha. Not everything went over to Yeshua. And the Gemara says the following words. Zekeinim Shevoisa Ador Omnu, Pnei Moshe Ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua Ke Pnei Levana, Oila Loisa Busha, Oila Loisa Chlima. They looked at Moshe Rabbeinu and said, where's the sun? Where's the endless shine? Where's the powerhouse of Hashpah of the sun? It's not here anymore. And Yeshua is a mere levana. What light is that compared to the sun? And the Gemara has a groan of pain, of where's the sun? But alongside that, there's a shout of joy. Let me explain. The levana's light is something very unique. The levana's light is a reflection of the sun's light. Levana has no inherent intrinsic light of itself. It just absorbs light from the sun, and when it's time for this moon to shine its light, it shines the very light that it got from the sun. And Rabbeisai, we can look at this Gemara and get chizuk, because it's true, Rav Kalman, the sun, the powerful hashpa'ah that he gave on hundreds, thousands of Talmidim throughout the years, decades, half a century of being Melamed Torah L'Talmidim, unbelievable. Havidu Talmidim Harpeh. Where's the sun? The sun is not there anymore. But the moon, Pnei Yeshua Kepnei Levana, the Talmidim, he has so many Talmidim out there that not only are continuing and living their life properly the way he taught us to, so many Talmidim that are Chashav Amitzei Torah, Nochom Shlita, Teichem, and so many others in this room, so many others around the world, you'd be hard-pressed to find a flourishing community in the globe that doesn't have someone there who has a Shaykhus to Rav Kalman. All over America, Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure in Europe, I have no familiarity, but I'm sure anyone that has a Shaykhus to Neri Yisrael. so much ashpah that's out there that's bezchusoy. Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levana. And it's true, the Cham is not there anymore. But Rav Kamal is on in the form of his Talmidim. And there's a kim of the Gemara and Brachas that he taught us also. Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Tzadikim b'misosam kruim chayim. They live on. And here's an example of where the Talmidim live on. I prepared what to say. Just that very Gemara that Abraham actually reported. The Gemara at the end of Brachas. Daf Samach Talar Amud Aleph. Talmidei Chachomim ein lehem menucha loy boilam hazeh loy boilam habo. This Shlomo Ben, I asked the question exactly the same way. And that means that it's a simon of where Talmidim are the same Rebbe. Oilam hazeh, they're learning. They wanted to become Talmidei Chachomim if they would be b'menucha boilam hazeh. But boilam habo, it's a Gemara and Brachas, he asked from the Rambam, he asked from the Gemara and Brachas, Taf Yud Zayin. I would have to look at all the Gemaras and Brachas I could, because that's Rebbe's Helgi Mesachat. It's the Rambam based on the Gemara and Brachas that is Zayin and Aleph. Oilam haba in lo le achilav lo shtiyav lo kinav lo tachnas vechule elo tzadikim yoishmi matrisem v'rashem v'ner mizim ashkina. Could there be a bigger menucha than that? That is Shvitz menucha, sitting there basking in the glory of the Rebbeinu Shleilo. Ein lehem menucha lo haba oilam haba. So Rav Nachum said a pshat. It's possible to suggest a similar pshat that it's not just the hasogis of Rav Kalman himself. It's a continuation that he left in this world, and he's reaping the benefits of his investments. That he left Talmidim, and we're continuing on, and we're perpetuating everything that he left. And he's in the Olam HaEmes, but we're continuing on this Chusoy. And I'm sure that Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives Schar in Olam HaEmes, and he doesn't have Menucha. He's going Mechoyel El Choyel, like the Gemara brings that Pasuk, because of the Talmidim that are living their life the way they're supposed to, the Marbitei Torah, the Choshev Rabbonim, the Choshev Rosh Hashivas, that are his Talmidim, and be Marbitei Torah b'Zchusoy. So yes, Pnei Moshe k'Pnei Chama, the sun is not there anymore, but Pnei Yeshua k'Pnei Levah, and Rav Kalman is on. So what was Rav Kalman to us? What comes to mind is the Gemara in Bava Metzio Daf Pehe Amud Beis. The Gemara relates the Chashivas of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, I'm going to make it be that Torah will never be Chas V'Shalom forgotten from Klal Yisrael. How so? The Gemara relates in great detail what he will do. I'm going to go to plant flax, and what grows from it, I'm going to make pishdam, strings, and I'm going to make traps out of those strings, and I'm going to catch deer. I'm going to shech the deer, feed the buzzard to Yisraelim, and then I'm going to take the hide, process it and turn it into cloth. And I'm going to write on the cloth 5 separate clothim. Chamisha chum shei Torah. Bereish shmois v'yikr v'yikr v'yikr. And then I'm going to go to the city. Find 11 children. Take each one of them and teach them a portion. This one I'm going to teach Bereishis. This one shmois. This one v'yikr. This one v'yikr. This one dvarim. And then with the shishisidr mishnah. Zroim, moyim, noshim, nezikum, kachum, tyrus. Each one's going to learn one portion. And then, what am I going to do? I'm going to walk out. Before I walk out, I'm going to tell them, every one of you 11 children, turn around now and teach the other remaining 10 the portion that you learned. You learned Bereishis, I'm going to leave. You go ahead and teach everybody Bereishis. And so on, all the Chumashim, and all the Shishas and Mishnah. Each one was a loymeid of that chelek, and each one was milavid to the other 10 that chelek. And says the Gemara, very rare exclamation of the Gemara. Not just the Gemara relates the story. Rebbe said, Kama gedoyle ma'isechia. Amazing. What was he doing here exactly? Rebbe Chiya, why don't you just teach all 11 of them? Why does each one have to learn only his portion and then turn around and teach the other 10? And Zokta Marsha, he turned each one into a loymeid umilameid. Marshas is a very powerful expression. The Lamed is the Milo El Yoino Shal Torah. The highest level of Torah is being the Lamed Torah. And this Chozil Etz Tarufei, Tzushdal to this Marshal, is another famous Marshal, Gemara in Sanhedrin Salik Tesson of Abiz. Odom Lo'omul Yulad, a person is meant to toil, to work hard. And the Gemara says in Maskana that it's Amal Peh, it's Lumerat Torah. Says the Marshal, an art is not just any Lumerat Torah. It's the amilus of being melamed Torah. It's a specific form of amilus, teaching Torah. Says the Marshoa, Gishmak Remez, Lo Omel is Rosh Hateves, Lilmoy Al Minas Lilamid. So, the Lamid is the Milo Yonah Shotor, but Metzio Peheon is. A person is created, Lilmoy Al Minas Lilamid, Odom Lo Omel Yudel. That's the purpose of what he's here for, to teach. What's the pshat in these two marshals? What's the pshat? Why is Milamid such a major dark in Lumina Torah? What is there so special about being Milamid? And the pshat in these two marshals is Rav Kalman. The pshat in these two marshals is Rav Kalman. How much time, effort, energy you put into being Milamid, and that it came out so clearly and so eloquently, that's the mile of being Milamid, the Clarkite. And that's why his shmuzim came out the way they did. That's why his shugurim came out the way he did. And for that matter, that's why us, the Talmid, that's why we came out the way we did. That's why he was so much shpia, because of the amount of time he put in. Rav Nachum Shlita said that he was only exposed to him in the Beis Medrash. I had the distinct privilege of also being a Ben Bais. I stayed in his house for a tkufa when I was a bachur. It was necessary for me to not be in the dorm, and I had to stay in his house. I stayed in his house, I was exposed to the family life as well. And also over the years, he invited me for sudas many, many times. He very warmly embraced me, his entire family, the Rebbetzin, the children. So I was exposed to different things that other people weren't exposed to. And the room that he put me in was in the basement. Right? The only other room on the floor in the basement is his study. There's the room that I stayed in, there's a bathroom, and there's the study. So I heard him in the mornings. He would wake up 5:30 in the morning to prepare. Shachas Lishu was 7:30. He wasn't jogging, he wasn't doing his morning exercise. He was learning Nacham al Brachis. He was preparing his Iyun Shir. Nacham al. How many times did he go through the Maksar of the Masechtas in Yeshiva? But again and again. And Brachis again and again and again. Every morning for hours. And the afternoon when he would come home, he wouldn't sit up with his feet on the table with a newspaper. No. Again. Preparing more, preparing more, preparing more. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. He didn't have a spare minute for Cholent Thursday night. He didn't have a spare minute for a schmooze after the Suda Friday. Nothing. He was opening up Svarim and preparing more and more and more. For what? For the schmooze. The schmooze was 45 minutes. And that was a long schmooze. Sometimes it was 40 minutes, sometimes it was less. 45 minutes. I think he prepared Billy Guzma 15 hours on a weekly basis for the 45 minute schmooze. I'm not exaggerating. And that's why they came out the way they did. That's the Maila El Yonah Shel Torah. How much effort you put into being a Omel, to be Malamed Torah. And that's Lilmud Al Manas Alamed, Odom Lo Omel Yonah. That's what Rebbe was to us. And he put in so much effort to make things clear, and he had an exact way of saying it. I can probably mention a few different shmuzin, and people will, their eyes will light up, even though we didn't overlap at all. We're probably 10 years apart in Yeshiva. And there were certain shmuzin that he just said again and again, and he said them the way he said them, because that was the best way to be mashpia and to drive the point home to the Talmud. The Rosh Hashanah shmuzin, the Yom Kippur shmuzin, Motzi Yom Kippur shmuzin, you can forget the Tosis and Shabbos. Leich Echol B'Simcha Lachmich. The Chazor shmuzin, the Maisa of Chagiga. The Rav Letterman, the Beitzer Rosh Hashanah, and Har Menuchas, the Kever. See, the faces are lighting up. Rav Kalman put in effort which Maisa to say, how to say it, which part of the Shmuz to say it in. And there's two things, that examples that I want to just a little bit remind them, because they stick out in my head, the exact way he said it. One time, one part that I've heard from him a few times, in very close proximity, he said it in a shmuz in Yeshiva, and then I was eating a suda a little bit after that at his house, and he said it exactly the same way, and it sticks in my head. Now, why did he say it exactly the same way? Because that was the best way to be mashmiya. He put in the time and the effort to figure out the best way to be mashmiya. One of them is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Nebuchadnezzar saw that Yechezkel was mechayev mesim without some ways, and he was so impressed. Wow, it's spotless. So Nebuchadnezzar started saying shir, and the Gemara brings a pasuk. And Nebuchadnezzar said, the Gemara says, he was about to say shirais that were the level of David HaMelech's shirais. And then the atzamos, the Yechezkel was mechayev, came with satrei alpiv and gave him a slap. The way Rav Kalman said it was, and he did it every time he said it. The atzamos slapped him on the face. And then he stopped saying shira. How did Rav Kalman, Zatzal, teach the Gemara? What were the Atzamos doing? What was the slap on the face that stopped him from saying Shira? Because, Nebuchadnezzar, who do you think you are? You're a king living in a palace, a spoiled brat. Dovor HaMelech, Muzar Yisgil Echoy, Anoich Toilas V'lo Yish, B'zui Am. He had Yisurim Noiroyim. And despite that, or because of that, he said, Shira to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's where Tehillim came from. Let's give you a tiny dose of what Dovor HaMelech had to go through, and let's see what you got. A slap. And Nebuchadnezzar was quiet. He couldn't get to the Darag of Dovor HaMelech. The Darag of Dovor HaMelech's Shira's was a Shbachos, that despite and because of the Yisurim, he was able to say Shira. That's a Moirdi Gemadrika. That was the Shira of Dovor HaMelech. And that's how it comes actually behind. Another Zach that I remember that sticks very clearly in my head, the way he said it. We were zechut to have the Shura on Shmuel. Many of us can remember, there's another example, Paragimo, where Shmuel gets his first nevuah. Shmuel! Who can forget such a... And he put an effort, and he said it for 50 years with the same geschmack and the same brand. Why? To pick up the oil. And everybody still remembers Shmuel because of that. And how many assertions in Ashkop are in our head because of the weight of the comments that Tzal said it. That was Paragimo. Parag Beis is the one that I want to share with the oil, that's the Chvoid, the Yom Neiroi. Dovar Be'itoy Matoyev. Once I mentioned the Shiur on Shmuel, I just remember, when we're in Gadlus, I don't know if it was this way all the years, but when I was in the Shiur, he would say the Shiur from the notes of a Talmud. He had the notebook of a Talmud. It wasn't his own writing, it was the notes of a Talmud. He had said the Shiur's the Shiur decades already, and he found out about a Talmud. I don't know if the Talmud's here. If the Talmud's here, you can correct me if I'm wrong. He said the Shiur from, he found out that a Bachar had very, very good notes, and he asked him for his notebook. And from then on, he said, Shir from the Bachar's notes. This was Rav Kalman. Didn't matter who you were, didn't matter what you were. Everyone he can learn from. And he told me one time when I was in his house, he showed me around his swarm, wall to wall, in the basement, in the first floor, even in the second floor, all the way up, in the bedrooms, swarm. He told me, Acham Lev Esrin, I don't know who's going to want all these swarm. But trust me, Nachshon Zakeh. Every single one of these swarm has at least one vart that makes it kedai for me to have bought the sefer. It was machshir every sefer. Any sefer that had something to gain from it. The whole 300-page thing was worth that one paragraph. Listen to this geschmack Lamborghini of a vart. Anyways, I got a little side check. Shmuel. In Shmuel Parag Beis was Tfilas Chana. And he made it his business every year to get to Tfilas Chana before Rosh Hashanah. I see the face is smiling, but you know Tfilas Chana from Rav Kalman. After Chana Zoyche, to be Nifka, Zera Shal Kayomo, Shmuel, and she had her heartfelt tefillah, that's at the end of Parak Aleph, and she was Zoyche to have Shmuel, and she breaks out in Tefillah's Chana, Olas Libi. One of the Psukim, I think it's Parak, it's Pasuk Gimel, Parak Beis Pasuk Gimel. Chana says, Al Tarbu Sedabu Givoyo Givoyo. There's different pshatim in the pasuk. We have common that's all touch the pasuk. Al tarbu sedabru gevoya gevoya. Don't increasingly say. Al tarbu sedabru. Don't increasingly say gevoya gevoya. That Hashem is so high. That Hashem doesn't care about us. And Hashem doesn't want to hear our tefillos. This is Chana. Was so nebuch. Every year she used to go up and to the Aliyah Regel, and Pinan had all her children, and they would make fun of her. Nebuch. But she davened and davened and davened. And in fact, that's another Gemara Brachas, the whole beginning of the fifth paragraph of Brachas, all the Hilchos Tefillah learned out from the way that Chana davened. That's the ultimate Tefillah, I'm sure. That's where a lot of Hilchos Tefillah learned out from. And she davened and davened. Says Chana, Al tarbu sedabu gevoya gevoya. Don't say that Hashem is so high up and so far away. Hashem wants to hear every single tiny Tefillah that we daven. And if Kalman illustrated with a mashal, and this is what sticks out of my head, he illustrated with a mashal. A beautiful mushroom. A 7-year-old boy is sitting on a bench by a harbor where a ship is about to set sail. People are getting ready for the ship to go out. The porters are bringing all the last baggage onto the boat. The final people are boarding. The sailors are setting up the masts. Everything is getting in order for a long voyage at sea. The little boy, 7-year-old boy sitting on the bench at shore, starts telling the passersby, I'm going to wave to that ship. Everyone is going to wave back. Everyone. So look at him, okay, imagination is a good thing, you're a little kid, it's fine. No, he stands firm. They're going to wave back. I'm going to wave, and they're going to wave back. And he keeps telling people and keeps telling people, okay, cute little kid, nice imagination. As the ship's foghorn blasts, it's about to set sail, the boy lifts his hand up and waves goodbye, and everyone on the ship picks up their hand. They all get on the deck of the ship and they all wave to him. Goodbye. So the passersby look at this child and tell him, how did you do it? How did you do it? So the child says, the captain of the ship is my father. That's how Rav Kalman used to say. Instead of such emotion, such enthusiasm, the captain of the ship is my father. And that's how he brought out this passage. A little 7-year-old boy standing on a bench, a huge, humongous ship. What does the captain, what do the people care about this little 7-year-old boy standing on the ship? Oh no. Hashem is not so high up. Hashem is not so far away. Hashem cares about every single one of us, however small we may think we are. Hashem wants to hear every single tefillah. Why? As Rav Kalman put it, because the captain of the ship is my father. Now it's not just about how he said it, and it's not just about what he said. It's the whole mahus. He brought it alive. And he took it as his mission to bring us in and to get us involved and to expose us to the godless Batorah that he was exposed to and that he lived, and to mum that godless from us as well. It says in Obis Dereb Nosson, Parak Gimel, Ois Vov. Very interesting, Obis Dereb Nosson. Remeir Oimer, Im Lamad Tomirav Echad, if you've already learned from one Rebbe, Al Toimer Dai, don't say it's enough. One Rebbe is not enough. You have to expose yourself. You have to diversify your portfolio. Yes. Get enough exposure, not just to one Rebbe, but to more. Elo, Leichit al Chacham v'chulei. Choyimuhu la'odam sh'ishma es shloisha chachamim. A minimum of 3 Rebbe, Kegoin Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Kiva. By the way, they're mentioned together in Brachas Chav Zayin. Eliezer, Yeshua, Rebbe Kiva. Wasn't anxiety. 3 chachamim. You have to learn from at least 3 chachamim. Shenemar, Asher Adam Shameli, Lishkud al Dal Soisai, Altikri Dal Soisai, Aladeles Dal Soisai. So, always the Rasan Darshans from the Pasuk, Deles Dal Soisai. A Dal Sois is 2, Deles is a 3rd one. You must learn from at least 3 Rebbe. It's a very interesting drosh. Deles, if I remember correctly, is a door. How do you know from Lishkod al-Dal Soisai, 3 doors, you have to learn from 3 Rebbe? Apparently, the Oster Nassan is comparing a Rebbe to a Delis, to a door. And I think there's a number of Omakar. Why is a Rebbe like a door? I believe a Rebbe is like a door because a door is the representation of the connection between what's on both sides. If you have a room, you have a house. What's inside the house and what's outside the house. What's inside the room, what's outside the room. The way to connect them is by opening the door. A door is a connection between the two sides of the door. Apparently, a Rebbe is a connection between two sides. A Rebbe is a connection between the Mesorah, between his Rebbe, between his Musag, his Hashkafas, and the raw Bachar, the raw Talmidim that he gets. And he picks them up. And he brings them through himself, through the door. He brings them to his Ashkafas, to his Rebbeim, to his Messiah. And that's what Rav Kalman did to us. On the one hand, Rav Kalman was a Talmud of Rav Rudman Zatzal, and he brought us the Ashkafas of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and he brought us from the Choshev HaSipri Ashkafas that you would always learn non-stop. So many different Svarim. And he gave it over to us, the American teenagers, as he would say, the American teenagers, the stormy sea of the teenage years. He would bring it to us, and not just expose it to us, but mon from us the same godless that he was exposed to, the same godless that he lived by. He would talk about Achronim, and he would quote Achronim in Shir. I remember so many times. He would quote Achronim, he would explain who they are. He would explain which Svarim. This one lived there, this one lived in that Kufa. He would say which Svarim they wrote. He would quote a Tzlach. So, who was the Tznach. He wrote the Noid B'Yehuda. He wrote the Dogma of Avraham Shulchan Aruch. He recorded Ketzois. Of course, the Ketzois, the Baal Shmaitz and Avnei Miluim. He recorded Netziv from Voloshim, the mothership of all yeshivas. On the Purim student, he would make it Levitic by the Purim student like Bacham needed. But he would have a Pachad Yitzchak. Rabbi said the Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi used to call it the Purim Rebbe. The Pachad Yitzchak, the Purim Rebbe, everything was. And he taught us how to live Baruch Mystic of Purim, not just with Megillus and Chavos Rosh. The Pachad Yitzchak. Remember, a lot of times he used to quote Gemaras, but he would read Rashi as well. Why? Gemara without Rashi is Shkin Gemara. He would say a Gemara and say, we have to just say it one more time. Emol is Kemol. We can't just learn it once. One time is not enough. And he would want it from us as well. In the famous Chazar Hashemis, we would talk about Rav Shach. How Rav Shach would leave the Masechta, eat the Masechta, drink the Masechta, sleep the Masechta. Would tell us, and Rabbi said, this week, this last week of Chazara, we're going to do that very same thing. We're going to live brachas, we're going to sleep brachas, we're going to drink brachas, we're going to eat brachas. It's going to become a part of us, part and parcel of us, that's what he's saying. And we're money from us. But at the same time as exposing it to us, we'd have his yamin mikareves and bring us in. I mentioned before that I was zeichet to be able to invite and stay in his house. He would wake me up every morning, the same love. Good morning, Tyra! Tyra, precious in Yiddish. How are you, Tyra? One time I remember I wasn't feeling so well. He came over and, you're not yourself, Tyra. How are you doing? What's going on with you? And he invited me to Suda so often and brought me into his family. And Darach Agav, speaking of the family, that was another Meridika thing. It wasn't just the chiluch of the Bacham that he was mashkia, and he put in so much effort. In his family, it could be there are some families, I don't recognize you because I haven't seen you in many years. If it's a bad family here, correct me if I'm wrong. His children, and even his grandchildren. I was there in the Tkufa where some of his grandchildren came to yeshiva, came to live by him. Chanoich lenar al pidarka. This one needs that, this one needs that, this one needs that. And he spoke to each one the way they needed it. And each one in their own right is a light tower of Ashpa. Each one in their own right came from Reisa, Talmud Chacham, Tzadik, each one of them. The children, the grandchildren. It was a very, very special thing to be exposed to on a family level as well. There was a story that used to say in the Chazar Shmuz about a person who was going to have a surgery on his eyes. And he was nervous that he's not going to be able to learn anymore. So he learned Beitza and Rosh Hashanah many, many times until he had it Baal Peh. I have inside information for the Oilam. This Maisa is not just the Maisa about that person, Rav Lederberg. I don't know how many people know, but Rav Kalman, I don't remember how many years ago, maybe something like 15 years ago, was having difficulty with his eyes and he needed to have a serious cataract surgery. So he told me, I want to take on the Masechta Brachos. I've learned it so many times, I want to take it out. I called him up before the surgery, and I asked him, Rebbe, Batzliach? So he said, no, I got to the first paragraph. Which to me is a godless in both directions. That means that he got to the level of Mechudod and Mefichah, the Gemara Kedushin. He got to that level of Mechudod and Mefichah on the first paragraph. And if Rav Kalman said he got there, that means he got there. We know the level that he mourned from us, and for sure he mourned from himself. The first bag of brachas he had in Chudada Mefricha before his cataract surgery, just in case would Chas V'Shalom go blind. But it's a godless in the other direction as well. Because it's not all or nothing. He could have said, okay, I didn't get the Homo Sechta, and that's it. Throw in the towel, that was his expression. Just throw in, give it up. He took what he could, every little bit, as Rochum said, every little bit, each rega rega, every little bit he took. And that was something amazing. He had the first bag of brachas in Chudada Mefricha. That was 15 years ago. Who knows? He kept things to himself about himself. He didn't talk about his own godless that much. It could be. Now when he got to the Olam Emes, he had the whole entire brachas from Chodad Meficha from cover to cover. It's possible that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik tests, right after the Gemara that we heard from him every year in the Chazar Shmuz, so many times, right after that, the neighboring Gemara, the next line, is Omer Bekiva, Zamer Bechol Yoyim, Zamer Bechol Yoyim, sing every day. And says Rashi, what do you mean to sing every day? Even though you know it already. Every day, sing again and again and again. Again. Kizemer, like a song. It says Rashi, and I'm confident that Rav Kalman's in the Ulam Emes, sing away the song of Masechta Brachos. And I want to just end off. That perhaps Rav Kalman's godliness could be summed up by a part that we heard from him also numerous times. It says at the end of it says in Parshas Veshalach Lamat in Torah, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, what's our mission in life? V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. You have to be better than the goyim. V'atem tiyuli mamleches koyim l'goy kodesh. Again, the words of the pasuk. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. V'atem tiyuli mamleches koyim l'goy kodesh. Reflective of Kalman. Why does it say ve'atem? That's an extra word. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. V'tiyuli mamleches koyim l'goy kodesh. What's the v'atem to? What's the dogish on you? V'atem, you should be Mamlechas Kohenim and Gekodesh. And he explained Kedarka Bakoidesh with a mashal from the Duman of Magi. A wealthy man had a daughter. She got to Parakish Mekadishaniknes. She got to Parakishaniknes and she wanted to have a good shidduch. So she tells her father, you're wealthy, go to the yeshiva and get me a chasam. Choshvat Walker is a master who's going to learn and you'll support it more. So he goes to a yeshiva. He's a mashal, so I don't know which yeshiva he went to. He goes to the yeshiva and he asks the yeshiva for his best bachar. So the yeshiva says, here, this is a top yeshiva. Here we learn 12, 14 hours a day. That's an average amount of limud Torah. You have to find someone who's the best. He's got to be learning 19 hours a day. So they find the bachar. He's the biggest master of the yeshiva. 19 hours a day, he's plugging away the Gemara. This is your chasam, says the yeshiva. Okay? And they read the Shidduch, Oy Nishama Bar Yehuda, they get married. And the Bacher is now a younger man, and he goes back to the shtetl where this wealthy man lives. At the beginning, he keeps up the 19-hour regimen. But slowly, slowly he wears down. And he can't handle it anymore, and he can't handle it anymore. It gets less, and less, and less. Until he's down to 2 hours a day. So the Shram now is full of time. I took you as an Eidim, I took you as a son-in-law because you learned 19 hours a day, you were a tremendous masmid, you were meant to be the future God of Ador. What happened? You learned 2 hours a day? What's 2 hours a day for a God of Ador? What is this? It's a mekach tos, what's going on? So the man turns to the shver and he says, listen, I was in yeshiva. I had to keep up with the peer pressure. They're learning 14 hours a day. I had to be better. I had to stay afloat. I had to be above water level. So I had to learn 19 hours a day to be choshev. I came here to the shtetl. Maybe the biggest masmid of the shtetl learns an hour and a half a day. So I just have to learn 2 hours a day for the same ratio of choshevus. I'm much more choshev than anybody else in the shtetl. Says the shver to the son-in-law, fool what you are. I didn't take you as an eidim to be better than the amaratzim of the shtetl. I took you as an eidim to be the God of Hador. I took you as an eidim to be better than the entire yeshiva you came from. It says the Dubnum, it says Rav Kalman, that's how, shame the Dubnum Magid. Ba'atem tiuli mamleches koinim ugoi kodesh. What's the dogish? And ba'atem, you. V'yisem li segulo mikol ha'amim. Be better than the goyim. But don't get lost in that mission of just being better than the goyim. Because as Rav Kalman put it, in his own mashal, if you're just better than the goyim, then a Jewish rock concert that's wild and hefkeris filled, but doesn't have drugs, is better than the goyim. What a kiddush Hashem, there's no drugs there. That's better than the goyim. Atem, you, you must be the best that you can be. You're the Nezer and Priya. You're the Adam. You're the, everything is created for you. You're Klal Yisrael. You're the Tachlis Avir. You're the Ben Yochid. You're Bnei Ahuvi. Atem to you, Lim, Amlechas Koenim Gekodesh. You should be for me. Amlechas Koenim Gekodesh. You have to be the best that you could be. Ad Kandir Rivkam. Now, if that's on a Klal Yisraelic level, I'm sure that's the way it is on a personal level as well. Every single Yid has a tafkid, and every single one of us has a tafkid. And we have that to be Yisem, Li Segula. That maybe we want to just be a little better than everybody else. If we look around, it depends where we look around. You can look around in the yeshiva, you can look around in the shtetl. Who are we trying to be better than? But that's the wrong tree to climb. We're not trying to be better than other people. We're trying to be the Vahatem, who you are. Vahatem to you, you'll let us spend in the college. And perhaps that's a good uptight in Rav Kalman. Rav Kalman could have looked around in America of the 1960s, when he first started saying Shir in 1969, when he was still a bocher. He could have looked around in America in the 1970s, even the 1980s. What was the oil of my yeshivas back then? Bechlal, what was Baltimore back then? He could have looked around and said, okay, I'll just be a little bit better than everybody else. But no. Brachas again and again, the Bekiyas again and again. He put in his Ramach Tashasa to be Mashpia, to build up Talmidim. He was the best Rav Kalman that he could be, and he gave it his all. And Rabbi said, I think that's something that we can learn from Rav Kalman. Not just to be the highest common denominator. Maybe we can take on ourselves to be the best that we can be. And it can be a schus for Rav Kalman. And we should be Zeuche, that even though the Chama is no longer, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, it's no longer. The powerhouse of Ashpah that Rav Kalman was, is no longer. But Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana. And we can live on, we can shine on the very light that we got from Rav Kalman. We should be a schus for Rav Kalman. We should be Zeuche, too. We should be a schus for Rav Kalman.